Next item is JW and TG LLC parcel and 50-foot easement on Route 524.
This item was deferred on August 16th. It's a request to create a 35,035 square foot lot with access from a 50-foot easement. Proposed lot has almost 189 feet of road frontage. However, DLDOT will only permit access from a 50-foot easement that's located on the residual lands to the west of the site. That parcel contains 153.15 feet of frontage. It appears that the residual lands may be the subject of an application for a major subdivision. At the last meeting, I thought they had already applied for it. It was the same developer, but it was for a different project. So we've not had an application filed for the other lands of JW and TG.
And basically what you're doing in this case is that the property has 153 foot of frontage left. So they have two legal frontages. It's just that DLDOT wants the entrance off this easement rather than give them an entrance at the public road. So then there would be a entry put in at the entrance to the right of way, and then their entrance location would be back as it's noted on the survey to the up to the top. Right there.
Oh, to come in here.
Right. Would be up near the end of the proposed future ingress egress. DLDOT's been doing that quite a bit lately. If they create two lots and the person wants to leave 50 foot right away between it, they're making them put their entrance at the where the right away location is, so that when if the development takes place in the future, then access to those two lots will be from the interior street.
I think the question I had when it came up last time is that the best entrance for the road, not knowing the size of the entire parcel involved and what other issues might come into play.
There's 14 acres left.
Yeah, there's 14 acres, so that road could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
Looks like it's on curve, too.
It's hard to tell.
And DLDOT has granted the entrance location. I don't know what they got on the other side.
I mean, what you're being faced with essentially is a one-lot subdivision without showing the parcel from which the lot's being created.
There is a note on here, too, that they're right above the word County Road number 524. They're showing that the existing entrance is to be removed, and then it would be relocated to the other site. I don't know if they have any more frontage left, do they, Shane? Isn't that all there is?
Just 153.
That's what I thought. I remember looking at the map. But there isn't any other frontage except this.
For the remaining 14 acres.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't bother me. This looks, DLDOT seems like a good idea. I'm not, I've got the same concern about whether or not that's the best entrance location for a future subdivision, but we don't have any way of knowing that. But DLDOT's logic is reasonable enough for what why they're requesting it.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve parcel on 50-foot right-of-way on Route 524 for JW and TG LLC.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot easement on Road 524 for JW and TG LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.